I'd like you to turn to your neighbor and discuss the following question.
Tengo estos datos en selección de modo de que estoy aprendiendo from sucedido y da para discutir hasta tener su pensamiento.
What does it mean to be authentic?
Что значит to be authentic?
We will have 5 minutes for this exercise.
Имеем 5 минут за объект.
Vale.
Krishna, I thank you very, very much that you have thought about this deeply.
Zahvaljujem se puno što ste duboko razmatrali ovu temu.
I would like to hear from my neighbor here what they talked about.
Želio bih čuti od svog susjeda o čemu su oni razgovarali.
He has told it to me in English. Now he will say it to you in Croatian because I thought it was very interesting what he thought.
Već smo objasnili na engleskom, sad ćete čuti na hrvatskom zato što smatram da je vrlo značajno ono što je on o čemu je on govorio.
Naša definicija je da je osoba koja je autentična, to je integralna osoba i ima vjerodostojno znanje. Integralna osoba znači da isto misli, isto propovjeda i isto djeluje. A mora imati vjerodostojno znanje, što znači da, na primjer, ne može reći ja mislim da je dobro jesti meso, propovjedam da je dobro jesti meso i jedem meso. Ona je integralna jer jedno misli, jedno isto govori i isto djeluje, ali nema vjerodostojno znanje. Vjerodostojno znanje bilo kad bi bilo vegetarijano i to propovjedano. To je to.
Many people have, or many observers of our Western society have seen that most of the people are not authentic in what they do.
Puno osoba koja promatra naše suvremeno zapadno društvo je zaključilo da većinom ljudi nisu autentični onome što čine.
In most of the people's life there's a great gulf of difference between their innermost thoughts and what they do.
U slučaju većine ljudi postoji veliki jaz razlike između njihovih misli i onoga što misle u sebi i onoga što čine.
This causes to be a problem for instance in people's professional life.
To predstavlja recimo problem u profesionalnom životu ljudi.
They do something but they really, in their innermost being, absolutely dislike what they do.
Rade nešto, međutim, unutar samoga sebe oni su vrlo nesklone, dopada im se ono što čine.
It's a great problem also in relationships.
Takav problem se dogodio javlja kao veliki problem u odnosima.
Marriages or even friendships.
Brakovi ili čak prijateljstva.
And people are in a situation, but inside of them, they feel totally different.
Ljudi znalaze tamo odnosu, u toj situaciji, međutim, unutar sebe se osjećaju potpuno drugačije.
One author wrote that the discrepancy between image and being, external and internal self, goes through the writings of mankind like an echo which bounces off canyon walls.
Jedan je autor zapisao da razlike između vanštine i suštine, između čovjekovog bića i njegove pojave se provlači kroz cjelokupnu literaturu svijeta poput eha koji se odbija od zidova kanjona.
Yes. She writes, the search for authenticity is a modern day's grail's quest. Grails? You know, Parsival, who was looking, and Arthur,
Dakle, potraga za autentičnošću je suvremena potraga za svetim gravom.
Most of people live in lies.
Većina ljudi živi u velikoj laži.
It can also happen in spiritual society.
Što se također može dogoditi i u duhovnim društvima.
For instance, someone may be a brahmachari or a brahmacharini, but in his heart, he's really a married man or a married woman, and he would like to be like this.
Na primjer, neko može živjeti kao brahmačari i brahmačarini, ali u svom srcu je zaista porodični čovjek i želio bi biti to.
In spiritual movements often we have materialists.
U duhovnim pokretima često imamo materialista.
They are in a spiritual movement, but their heart really is somewhere totally different.
Oni su članovi duhovne zajedne, međutim njihovo srce je na sasvim drugoj strani.
It is the duty of a person in his life to bring the two sides of image and being together. Then one becomes authentic.
Zadaća ljudskog bića je da dovedete dvije stvari, pojavnosti ili vanštine i bivstva ili suštine ovoga skupa i na taj način postiže.
Or like our definition of our team here, who said thinking, speaking and acting should ideally be one.
Ljudi, na primjer definiciju naše grupe da mišljenje, govorenje i djelovanje trebaju biti jedno.
We need to find out who I am.
Trebamo pronaći ko sam ja.
And the answer to this question cannot be a lie, because if it is a lie, we live in a lie.
Međutim, odgovor na to pitanje ne smije biti laž. Jer ako bi taj odgovor jeste laž, onda mi živimo u laž.
Now, when we answer the question who am I,
kada odgovorimo na pitanje ko sam ja,
we are in a difficulty.
Onda ne ulazimo na teškoće.
Because there seem to be different eyes.
Jer izgleda da postoje različite jastva.
For instance, I may be a very spiritually minded person.
Na primjer, ja mogu biti izuzetno spiritualno naklonjena osoba.
And enjoy a deep meditation.
I uživati u dubokoj meditaciji.
But I may also be a sportsman who enjoys plivanje.
Ali također mogu biti sportaš koji uživa u plivanju.
In me there is an artist.
Unutar mene postoji umjetnik.
Who loves good music.
Koji voli dobru muziku.
And an adventurer who wants to go into the Himalaya mountain and really experience something.
I evangelista koji želi ići na Himalaje i iskusiti nešto.
In me there may be also a person who likes a very good sari.
Unutar mene,
if I'm a woman.
Unutar mene da sam žena, vjerojatno će postojati jedan dio koji jednostavno voli lijepe sarije.
If I'm a woman, I might like to have a good hairstyle.
Da sam žena, možda ću željeti imati zanimljivu frizuru.
Men also like this.
A muškarci da vođe to voli.
There are many things, many levels in me.
Unutar mene postoji puno nivoa.
And it seems it is a better question, the question who am I, we should ask the question who are we.
Pitanje ko sam ja možda bi se pravilnije formuliralo u obliku ko smo mi.
The ancient philosophy of India and the modern and parts of the modern psychology of the West have understood that there are many layers of personality.
Drevna indijska filozofija i neki dijeli suvremene zapadne psihologije su shvatili da unutar čovjeka postoje različiti stupnjevi ili
It seems the self is covered like the inside of an onion, which is covered with the many leaves of the onion.
Izgleda da je jastu poput sredine luka, koji je prekriven sa puno različitih ljuskica luka.
To open my subject matter, I will now tell you a story which is very moving and very deep. It is a story about yourself.
Da vas uvao dakle ovu tematiku, to ću ispričati jednu priču koja je vrlo dirljiva i vrlo duboka, to je priča o vama.
It is a story about our different selves.
To je priča o različitim jasnima koje nosimo u sebi.
There was a beautiful princess.
Počinje kao prava priča. Bila je jedna lijepa princeza.
When she celebrated her 18th birthday,
kada proslavila svoj 18. rođendan,
all the ministers and artists of the country had assembled to praise and glorify her.
Svi su se ministri i umjetnici kraljevstva sakupili da bi je slavili.
It was a beautiful long evening which lasted deep into the night. her 18th birthday celebration.
To proslavljanje 18. rođendana je bilo jedno vrlo zanimljivo večer koje je trajalo do duboko u noć.
Afterwards, when she went into her bedroom, she could not immediately fall asleep, but the events of the evening circled through her mind.
Nakon proslave napisala je svoju spavaću sobu, međutim nije odmah mogla zaspati zato što su se različite zbivanje iz te proslave jednostavno su se ovdje još uvijek nalazili na njenom umu.
All of a sudden, into the silence of the night, she heard a discomforting cry.
Odjednom u dubini i tmini noći ona je začula jedan vrlo neugodni plač.
Let me free! Please, let me free!
Oslobodite me, molim vas, oslobodite me.
Ko
je pogledalo na okolo? Ko je bio to koji je plakao,
to pomagao? Sarah, to see if maybe the guard had forgotten one prisoner.
Otišla je do tavana pogledavši da nisu možda stražari zaboravili nekog zatvorenika.
It was her 18th birthday as a gift of grace. She had granted freedom for all the prisoners, but maybe the guards had forgotten one.
To je bio njen 18. rođendan i kao jedan dar koji izražava njenu samilost, ona je podarila slobodu svim zatvorenicima, međutim, možda su stražari nekoga zaboravili.
But all of the prison doors in the cella were open.
Međutim, sva su vrata, cijeli je bilo otvoren.
She went up again in her sleeping room and tried to sleep again, but again, the voice came.
Vratila se ponovno u svoju spavaću sobu, pokušala spavati, međutim, glas se ponovno javio.
Why don't you let me free? Why are you so cruel?
Zašto me ne oslobodite? Zašto ste tako okrutni?
Finally she said, who are you?
Pogledala je na okolo i na kraju povikala, tko si ti?
And the answer came, yourself.
A došao je odgovor, ja sam ti ili ja sam tvoje jastvo.
I am myself.
Glupos, pa ja sam ja.
And the answer came, no, what you think is yourself is only one of your many faces.
Odgovor je, čuva je odgovor, ne, ono što ti za sebe smatraš da si ti je u stvari samo jedno od tvojih mnogih lica.
Oh, she felt so disturbed.
I ona se sjetila tako uznemirena.
She went out of the palace into the dark moonlit, no, not the dark, into the moonlit forest.
Istrčala iz svoje sobe i otišla u obližnju šumu koja je bila obasjena sjajan mjesec.
She thought that maybe the voice would become silent.
Mislila da će možda tada taj glas ušutjeti.
But while she was running, she heard the voice, let me free, let me free.
Jer trčeći neprestano je mogla čuti taj glas koji je zazivao u pomoć i tražio da bude slobodna.
Finally she arrived at the remnants of an old castle.
Konačno je došlo do nekih ostataka nekog drevnog dvorca.
And there she leaned against one of the broken walls and fell into sleep.
Ona se naslonila na jedan od tih porušenih zidova i zaspala.
In her dream, in her sleep, she had a dream which needs a Sigmund Freud or a Carl Gustav Jung to interpret. You have to interpret it yourself.
Spavajući ona je usnila jedan san koji bi zahtijevao da ga Sigmund Freud ili Carl Gustav Jung protumače. Međutim, dođe da morate vi sami uraditi.
All of you must become dream doctors now.
Svi morate postati doktori za snove.
Listen what she saw.
Poslušajte što ona usnila.
She saw her own body.
Vidjela je svoje vlastno tijelo.
But it looked like a castle.
Međutim, ona je gledala poput dvorca ili zamka.
And the entrance of the castle and the exit of the castle where her face.
I ulaz i izlaz tog zamka je predstavljala njeno lice.
And at the bottom, before a long staircase which led to the exit, she saw a luminous person.
A na dnu, u podnožju dugačkih stepenica koja se vodila do izlaza, je vidjela jedno vrlo sjajno, blistavo biće.
This person was sitting like this and cried.
To biće je sjedilo, dobro skupčano je plakalo.
And as she looked at the person looked at her, and their eyes met.
Ili pogledala na to biće, ono je zajedno pogled i njihovi su se oči susreli.
And then she looked into the eyes of this unknown person. She saw it was herself.
I pogledaću u oči te neznane osobe shvatila, shvatila je da je to bila ona sama.
It was a very intimate moment of recognizing someone. She knew.
To bila jedan vrlo intiman trenutak prepoznavanja osobe koju je poznavala.
Do you know this moment in your lives when you look at someone deep into the eyes and it's a meeting which you can never forget?
Da li se doživi taj trenutak u svom životu kada se pogleda nekoga duboko u oči i to je bio trenutak koji nikad nećete zaboraviti?
Totally shocked she woke up.
Potpuno šokirana ona se probudila.
Had come.
Did you realize that dawn was coming?
It was a cloudy day and the sun was not visible.
Dan je bio oblačan, tako da sunce nije bilo vidljivo.
As she looked, she saw only the old castle. But then, near to the castle, she saw a mudrat sitting in the lotus position.
Pogledavši oko sebe, u prvu ruku nije vidjela ništa do starog zamka, međutim, nakon toga, neposredne blizine zamka ugledala jednog mudraca koji je sjedio u stavu lotusa.
And the saint said, welcome, we have some work for you.
Svetac je rekao, dobrodošla, imam za tebe jednu zadaću.
I know that you have heard the voice.
Znam da si čuo glas.
I know that yourself cries.
Znam da tvoje biće plače.
I am here to help you to free it.
Ovdje sam da ti pomognem da ga oslobodiš.
So, she looked at him, but after this dream and after what happened in the night, she was ready for everything. She was no longer surprised.
Pogledala ga i nakon događaja koji su bili prošle noći, događaja koji doživjela svome snu, ona je bila spremna na sve. Više nije bila zapanjena.
She only asked one question to the saint.
Postavila je samo jedno pitanje mudraca.
And then she heard the answer, she was ready to trust him.
I čuši odgovor, postala je spremna mu vjerovati.
She asked, who are you?
I to je, ko ti ti?
And he said, just matter of fact, I am myself.
I rekao je kao na obični stvar, ja sam ja.
Now come with me to the lake.
A sad dođi sa mnom do jezera, rekao je mudro.
She followed him.
Sledila ga.
He said, now look into the lake.
Pogledaj jezero.
And she looked into the lake. She saw a face.
Pogledala je jezero i vidjela odraz svoga lica.
But she was astonished and a little disgusted. It was her face, yes, it was herself, but the face was a very arrogant face.
Vidiši taj odraz, ona je bila zapaljena i malo zgađena, jer da, to je bio odraz njenog lica, međutim, lice je bilo vrlo arogantno.
And he said, do you want to be that?
Sredo se pitao, da li želiš biti to?
And she said,
no! On je rekla, ne.
The saint took his hand, grabbed from the water, and took that face in his hand.
Sredo se je pogledao, zagrabio rukom vodu i odnio skupa sa vodom to lice.
Took it out of the water and made
izvukao ga iz vode i okuhnuo.
That day the face that was the princess saw many amazing faces.
Tog dana je princeza vidjela puno zapanjujućih lica.
Whenever the saint asked her to look into the water, she saw one of her many faces.
Kad god je svetac zatražio nje da pogleda u vodu, ona je vidjela različite oblike svoga lica.
One time she saw the face of what we call in our language a woman who is calling attention to herself.
Jedno od lica koje je vidjela je bilo lice žene koja bila će pažnja na sebi.
And so on. Another time she saw a woman who was very insecure.
Znači, trenutka je vidjela ženu koja je vrlo nesigurna.
She saw about 100 faces and the saint always asked her, do you want to be there?
Vidjela oko stotinjak lica i sve razbi uvijek pita da li želiš biti to?
Somehow she always said no and he took that face out of the water and
Ona, ona bi uvijek negativno odgovorila tako da bi sve da se zvuka tolici iz vode i puhnula ga.
Finally, after doing this for a few days, she has again a dream.
Nakon toga, nakon da je nekoliko dana da se dogodili odvijali, ona je ponovno usnula san.
It was a beautiful dream.
Taj san je bio predivan.
She saw herself in a castle.
Vidjela je sebe ponovno u obliku tog zamka.
But this time that luminous person had left the bottom and had freed himself of the iron chains.
Međutim, u tom snu, to blistavo biće je već bilo napustilo podnožje tih stepenica i bilo je oslobođeno od lanaca koji su sputavali njegove noge.
It was moving up the stepnica, it was very, looking very happy and strong.
Kretao se u stepenici i bilo je vrlo sretan i snažan.
And somehow she felt that any moment now the person could reach the end of the stepnica and go out of the castle into the freedom.
I na neki način osjećala da to bit će možda tog trenutka napustiti, izaći iz tog zamka i na taj način se doći do slobode.
She understood the dream like this.
Na ovaj način je shvatila svoj san.
Many coverings had been removed by the mercy of, by the help of the saint.
Uz pomoć tog sveta, različite prekrivače koji se prekrivali su bili odmaknuti.
And she was now freeing herself.
Sada se polako oslobađala.
She was on her way to authenticity.
Bila je na svom putu ka autentičnosti.
That morning when she woke up, she was very, very sure that soon she would be a self-realized person. But the saint said, be careful, what you will see today will be extremely disturbing to you.
I kada se probudila, ona je bila skoro sigurno da će vrlo, vrlo, vrlo brzo biti samo poznata osoba. Međutim, kada je mudro se usreo, onda je rekao, budi pažljiva, ovo što ćeš danas vidjeti bit će krajnje uznemiravajuće.
Now your strongest test will come.
Sada će doći tvoj najteži test.
You can only be successful in this test when you remember who you are.
Ovaj test će spoložiti samo ako li budeš u stanu se sjećati ko ti zapravo jesi.
So good. This will be easy for me. I will just maybe see a face of a very someone who wants to be the best in Croatian language or something like this, something harmless.
A princip je razmišljati da počem je prvo već sam ono uradila vrlo dobar posao i najgora stvar koju mogu vidjeti jeste li sam neko osobe koja žele biti vrlo dobra recimo u hrvatskom jeziku da je već nešto poprilično bezopasno. Ali tog jutra kad je pogledala u jezero vidjela je najružnije lice u cijelom univerzumu.
She saw a frate. No, from the sound of her, she was
the witness. Vidjela je nešto stvarno grozno. Bilo je tako odvratno.
And when she saw into the face of this face, the eyes of this face,
pogledala u oči tog lica,
she saw that many, many faces came out of the eyes.
Bilo je kako puno lica izvire iz očiju toga lica.
Millions of faces.
Milijuna
lica. One after the other.
Jedno za drugim.
Like bubbles from the soap.
Poput ovih balona sapunice.
What do you think that she sees?
Što mislite da je princeza vidjela?
It seemed that what she saw was the origin of all other faces.
Izgleda da ono što vidjela je predstavilo izvor svih ostalih lica.
Any idea?
Da li imate?
Rajanan, ja, yes, the false ego.
Da, on je bila lažnija.
She saw her naked false ego.
Vidio je svoje obnažene lažnija.
Saint asked her, do you want to be that?
Sebe si je pitao, da li želiš biti ovo?
And she said, no.
Ona je rekla, ne.
But what are you then?
No što si onda ti?
At that moment, by the mercy of the saint, I think, he gave a good answer.
U tom trenutku, mislim se to odigralo milošću, to bi sve to ne dao dobar odgovor.
He said, I am, yes, but what, said the saint.
Ja jesam, ali što? Pitao je mu svetac.
Somehow she said, I am the servant.
Na neki način ona je rekla, ja sam Krišna sluga.
At this moment, the ugly laughter exploded into her face.
U tom trenutku ta spodoba je eksplodirala u njeno lice.
She became all wet in her face.
Njeno je lice sobilo smočeno.
Or maybe it were her tears.
Ili je možda uzrok toga bilo njene suze.
This is a mystical story. You don't know 100%.
Ona mistična priča iz toga nismo 100% sigurni.
But then she looked again to the lake.
Ali kad bi se jedan put pogledala u jezero,
she saw that beautiful, luminous person who had finally reached the end of the stanza and looked out through the eyes.
Ugledala je to predivno blistavo biće koje je konačno doseglo kraj stepenica i koje je gledalo direktno u oči.
Very satisfied with you.
Sve da sam vrlo zadovoljan s tobom.
Now you can go and help other people.
Sad mu reći će pomoći drugim ljudima.
What do you think about this story?
To mislite ovo priču.
Do you sometimes in your spiritual life also think that one place after the other comes, but that an old place comes, you thought this is already long gone?
Da li ste u svom vlastitom duhovnom životu primijetili kako nam dovoljno se različite lica i ponikad vidite neko vrlo stalo lice, mislite da smo ovo je već davnih dana je ovo nestalo.
Can you sometimes notice how you only have faces but you're not yourself?
Da li ponekad možete primijetiti kako mijenjate različite lica, ali niste to stvarno vi?
Do you sometimes have the desire to really peel off the layers of the onion and come to the essence?
Da li ponekad imate želje da ogulite te različite nivoje luka i dođete do same esencije?
I think we all know about this.
Mislim da smo svi svjesni ove.
And we all know how difficult it is.
Mislim da budeš svjesni koliko je teško postići to.
And we all know that our false ego always is ready to produce a new image.
I to budeš svjesni da je naš false ego uvijek u stanju proizvesti neki novi oblik, neki novi izgled.
My dear devotees, as much as I like the story, I also dislike it.
Dragi moji bhakte, koliko mi god mi se ova priča sviđa, također mi ne volim baš previše.
Like any good point, it brings you to a certain understanding, but it is also a limited understanding.
To je dobro poanta, dovodi vas do određenog stupnja razumijevanja, međutim to razumijevanje također ostaje ograničeno.
This story is glorious and it is also dangerous if not properly understood.
Ova priča je slavna, je također i opasna ukoliko se ne razumije na pravilan način.
Let me tell you about my own mistakes in my spiritual life.
Predstavit ću vam svoje vlastite greške u duhovnom životu.
When I heard that I am that luminous person, the eternal soul, I became totally inspired to neglect all other parts of reality.
Kada sam čuo da sam ja ta blistava osoba, duhovno biće, onda sam postao vrlo entuzijazničan da zanemarim sve ostale aspekte moje osobnosti.
For instance, during the winter time, I was not dressed in winter clothes and not even in shoes. I would say, for the soul, there is no winter.
No primjer, kad mi došla zima, ja bih se odbio obuću zimsku odjeću, tek ne bih nas inocitalo jer sam smatrao da, za dušu ne postoji zima.
I remember, once I was not paying my ticket for the train.
Sjećam se da jednom nisam platio ulaznicu za vlak, kartu za vlak.
For, because I was thinking, I am soul.
Jer mislio sam, ja sam duša.
If I'm authentic, then I must be on that level.
da bi bio autentičan, možda se ponašao na tom nivou.
Do souls buy tickets for train? Never heard this in our books.
Da li duše kupuju karte za vlak? Nikad to nisam čuo u našoj knjigi.
And when the train conductor came and asked for the ticket, I just said to him, you are in ignorance.
A kada su konduktori pitali za kartu, sam rekao, ti si na znanju.
I am an eternal soul.
Ja sam vječna duša.
I do not need any ticket.
Ili karta mi nije potrebna.
Or do you have a ticket for the soul?
Ili možda ti kada je karta za duše?
I'm spiritually authentic.
Ja sam dokolno autentično.
Don't touch my heart.
I nemoj zbirati moja prava.
I feel that in the past our movement has done many mistakes like this. For instance, although many devotees look a lot for self-realization, they have impossible relationships. Because they think it is not important to take care of human relationships. I have a doctor who tells me that many that he treats a mystic yogi. This mystic yogi is so powerful when he sits and meditates in the shumo. Tigers come and they are so influential in his mind, and they lie around him and look at him. They are peaceful.
Taj jogi toliko moćan da kada ne znaju pirati u šumi, onda snagom svog uma on privlači tigrove koji dođu i legnu oko njega gledajući ga mirno.
My Indian doctor tells me such stories.
To je doktor iz Indije i on mi može, on mi ponikad ispriča da je
kada. To become so powerful, these yogis need to have certain austerities in their eating.
Međutim, da bi postali tako moćni, onda jogi moraju slijediti određene vrlo stroge navike jedenja.
For 1 month they drink only
their own sezona sve što pije jeste njihov vlastiti urin.
For another month they only eat one certain fruit.
Da bi postali sezona jedu samo jednu određenu vrstu voća.
Now this yogi is extremely powerful mentally.
To je on izuzetno mentalno snažna osoba.
But his body is so sick that any ordinary person would leave the body.
Ali je tijelo toliko bolesno da bi svaka obična osoba davno napustila tijelo.
And he comes to my doctor and says, oh doctor, please help me.
Kaže, vrlo jednostavno, samo treba svaki dan jesti kitri i ništa drugo.
But the yogi says, no, I have to do my austerities, otherwise I lose my power.
Ljudi kaže, ne, ja moram vršiti svoje strogosti, znači ću izgubiti moć.
In Germany, many, let me say, many mental hospitals are full of people who practice some type of spiritual process.
U Njemačkoj mentalne bolnice su puno osoba koji su prekretirali neku vrstu duhovnog procesa.
Their understanding is, I only need to take care of the soul.
Njihovo razumijanje jeste da ja trebam brinuti samo o duši.
Because that's the authentic self.
Jer to je autentično biće.
I will not take care of the other layers.
I neću se brinuti o drugim stupnjima ili nivoima.
I will not take care of my body.
Neću brinuti o tijelu.
I will not take care of my emotional life.
Neću brinuti o svom emotivnom životu.
I will not take care of my social life.
Neću brinuti o svom društvenom životu.
I will not take care of my intellectual life.
Neću brinuti o svom intelektualnom životu.
I only practice soul life.
Praktiziram samo život duše. Duhovni život.
This is also the message of the soul, of the story.
To je također i poruka ove priče.
Take away the different layers.
Oslobodi se različitih nivoa
i pravila se
i postani ono što jesi.
Hare Krishna. I like this moment in my lecture.
volimo ovaj trenutak.
It's the moment of confusion.
To je trenutak zbunjenosti.
It's the moment of insecurity.
To je moment nesigurnosti.
It's the moment of challenge.
To je trenutak izazova.
Only if you take these challenges and you make proper advancements in your life.
Jedno ukoliko se susrednete sa tim izazovima, možete pravilno napredovati u životu.
In Sanskrit, the word self acknowledges the many layers and that we have to take care of them.
Sanskritska riječ za jasno prepoznaje različite stupnjeve i nivoe i obavještava nas da se trebamo brinuti o svima.
The word self in Sanskrit means atma.
Sanskrit is known as Dayatva, yes, the Atma.
Atma can sometimes be translated to mean the soul.
Atma se može prevesti kao duša.
But sometimes this word, when you translate it, translates into intellect.
Ljudi to intellect pri prijevodu.
Sometimes it translates into the body.
Pa nekad se prijevodi kao tijelo.
In the Upanishad, you hear that there are many different understandings of self.
Iz Upanishada saznamo da postoje puno različitih razumijevanja jastva.
The body, there's a field of the body.
Postoji polje tijela.
The field of the activities, pranamaya.
Polje aktivnosti.
The field of the intellect.
Polje intelekta.
And the field of the spiritual self.
I polje spiritualnog bića.
And a grown or mature person must be able to take care of all these fields.
I zrela ili odrasla osoba mora biti u stanju se brinuti o svim različitim stupnjima.
Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita the field of the body and the mind as the kshetra.
Krishna objašnjava u Giti polje uma i tijela kao kshetru.
And he describes the soul as the kshetra jnana. He who knows the field.
A dušu opisuje kao kshetra jnana ili poznavalaca polja.
It is very important to take care of these fields.
Jako je bitno brinuti se o tim poljima.
Authenticity means to take care, to be authentic on all the different layers.
Authenticity znači biti autentičan na svim različitim nivoima.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains to us that it is important to take care of the conditional side of our existence.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura nam govorio da je bitno da se brinemo o uvjetovanoj strani naše osobnosti ili postojenja,
the material side,
the materialna strana,
and also of the spiritual side,
a također i o duhovnoj strani.
And he makes it a little bit more differentiated.
I čini sve to malo odnosno diferencijaciju,
dakle,
da je više detalja.
He says our conditional side comprises the physical side,
naša uvjetovana strana sadrži duhovnu stranu, ovoga fizičku stranu,
the emotional side,
the tjelesno emocionalno,
intellectual side and the social side,
intelektualno i društvenu.
You can't be a successful spiritual person if you ignore these sides.
Ne može biti duhovno uspješna osoba ukoliko ignorirate te strane.
Because you will get so much pain out if in your life if one of these fields is ignored that you can't progress.
Jer ukoliko zanemarite bilo koje od tih polja, onda će se svoj život uvesti toliko puno boli da nećete moći napredovati.
Imagine you do not eat for a week.
Da mislite da tjedan dana ne uzimate hranu.
If you want, just want to chant.
Želite samo mantrati.
At the end of the week you will feel so miserable.
Na kraju tjedna osjećate se tako bijedno.
Not because of the chanting.
Ne zbog mantranja.
But because of not eating.
Već zbog toga što niste jeli.
Many of our devotees have made this experience.
Puno naših bhaktana je steklo to iskustvo.
That they have somehow ignored some of the fields.
Zanemarili se neko od tih polja.
And therefore they felt so much pain.
I dobro im se osjećali tako puno boli.
That I know one example who even gave up his sannyas life and guru life just to take care of one layer, his emotional layer.
Znam primjer osobe koja je odbacila svoj život kao sanjasi i guru, samo da se pobrinula o jednom stupnju svoje osobnosti, to je emocionalni nivo.
He couldn't go on.
Nije više mogla
nastaviti. He felt he was living unnaturally.
osjećao da neprirodno živi.
And it became an explosion in his life.
U njegovom životu se dogodilo da je došlo do eksplozije.
Which created a new situation.
To je stvorilo novu situaciju.
Now, the everyone in our movement is aware of this example of someone who neglected the other sides of his personality. A new philosophy comes up.
Sada kada su svi člana našeg pokreta postali svjesni tog problema, osobe koja je zanemarivala neke od svojih aspekata svoje osobnosti, onda se izrodila jedna nova filozofija.
If you are not already a follower of this philosophy, you will hear about it quite soon and will have to think about it.
Ukoliko već niste sljedbenik te filozofije, vrlo skoro ćete je čuti i bit ćete prinuđeni da razmišljate o njoj.
This philosophy is just the opposite of the old mistake. It is also a mistake.
Ova filozofija također pogrešna i predstavlja suštu suprotnost stare teorije.
The old philosophy was only the soul.
Stara filozofija je bila samo tijelo. On je čuo novu filozofiju. Dakle, stara filozofija je bila samo duša.
Nothing else.
I ništa drugo.
Everything else is Maya.
Sve je ostalo Maya.
Now the new philosophy is let us take care of our emotional life.
Nova filozofija je pobrinula se sada o svom emotivnom životu.
We must read psychological books.
Moramo čitati knjige o psihologiji.
Let us take care of our telotski life.
Brinula se o svom tjelesnom životu.
Four rules and regulations are very impractical.
Četiri pravila i procedure vrlo nepraktične.
That's not good.
I ne funkcionira.
I must say, Neerachanda is not following this philosophy, just to make it clear. No need to say that, but because he's so sensitive. Now go into the cinema.
So the matter went to the cinema.
It is good. Previously it was Maya.
Prethodno je bila Maya.
Now we must be modern.
A sada moramo biti suvremeni.
We can learn many things from karmi books.
A iz karmi knjige možemo naučiti zato puno
stvari. Let us go to the university and learn something.
Upišemo se na fakultet, ne učimo nešto.
You can only be Krishna consciousness if you go to the university.
Svjestan Krishna možeš biti jedino ukoliko ideš na fakultet.
If you get a nice working place.
Ukoliko dobiješ dobro radno mjesto.
Change the frizura.
Promijenite frizuru.
Bring the colors into the frizura.
Ofarbajmo malo kosu.
Be natural.
Budimo prirodni.
You are very extreme people.
Mi smo ljudi koji smo skloni krajnosti.
We often move from one side of the scala to the next and we don't find anything wrong with it.
Kažemo se s jedne strane, na jedne strane, na potpuno suprotno i mi nalazimo da išta krivo u tom.
Yes. Although I do not want to attack going to the university.
Iako ne želim napadati taj pokušaj odlaska na fakultet.
Although I do not want to attack putting color into the hair.
Iako ne želim osuditi farbanje kose.
Although I certainly do not want to attack the concept of evolving and getting new and fresher understandings.
Iako sada ne želim osuditi koncept unutrašnje evolucije i razumijevanja novih i svježih koncepata.
I want to point out that becoming authentic is something which is more difficult than just going from one extreme to the scala to the next extreme.
Ne samo kazati da postoje biti autentičan, znači puno više nego prelaziti s jedne strane skale na drugu.
On the path to authenticity you can make many mistakes.
I na putu kao autentično te može načiniti puno grešaka.
It is a grail's quest.
To je, dakle, potraga za svetim gralom.
It is something for very deep thought.
I potrebno je da uložimo puno, ali treba da jako duboko razmislimo.
It is the art of bringing together two natures.
To je umjetnost spajanja dviju priroda.
the material and the spiritual in a healthy way. The difficulty of, you know, doing just the opposite is to the old concept is that you become a chameleon.
Opasnost u tome da sada primjenjujemo sasvim drugi koncept u odnosu na stari ili prethodni, jeste da postanemo poput kameleona.
The kameleono is always changing his colors.
Kameleon neprestano mijenja boje.
In whatever environment you put it, he takes on that particular color.
Ukoliko ga stavite određenu okolicu, on će poprimiti tu određenu boju.
If I would hold the chameleon on my chest, he would become a saffron color sanyasi.
Kada bi ga držao u svojoj grudi, chameleon bi postao sanyasi u boji šafrana.
Like the color. If he would go on this cushion, he would take the color of the cushion.
Kada bi došao na moj jastup, poprimio bi njegovu boju.
So the chameleon spiritualist, he also has no identity.
Spiritualista kameleon također nema identitet.
When he is with in a material environment, he takes on the same customs and habits of the people there.
Kad je u materialističkom okruženju, poprima ponašanje izglede ljudi koji se kreću u tom krugu.
We have in Germany devotees who dance in discos and, you know, do all kinds of things, pushati, and when they come into the temple, they dress properly.
U Njemačkoj imamo bagde koji idu u disco i pušam, izli kada dođu u templu se pravno su obučeni i vrlo predani.
Whatever, in whatever environment they want to be the colors, they want to take on the colors of that environment.
Žele prekladiti boje bilo kog okruženja unutar koga se nađe.
The authentic devotee is in the middle between the fanatic, the fanatic spiritualist and the fanatic, you know, the many levels person.
Dakle, autentični bhakta se nalazi u sredini između fanatičnog spiritualiste i osobe koja živi na puno različitih razina.
Let me introduce to you the authentic devotee.
Želim vam sada prikazati autentičnog bhakta.
He knows he is the eternal part of God.
On zna da je vječiti vječić Boga.
But he also knows that his body and mind have a certain conditioning.
Vim također je svjestan da njegovo tijelo, njegov um su uvjetovani na određeni način.
Therefore he decides to take care of these things in a way which is natural.
Zbog toga on se odlučuje da se pobrine o tim uvjetovanostima na jedan prirodan način.
He does not like to forget the goal of his spiritual life, to become a self-realized servant of Krishna.
Ne želi zaboraviti i svoga života, a to je da postane samo spoznati sluga Krishna.
But he knows that on the way he has to be on the level which he realistically is at this moment.
Međutim, svjesno je da na putu do tog dostignuća mora živjeti u skladu sa stupnjem na kome se nalazi.
In other words, his spiritual understanding goes through all of his life.
Drugim riječima, njegov duhovno razumijevanje ga prati tijekom cijelog njegovog života.
When he eats, he wants to eat offered food which is connected with Krishna.
Kada jede, želi jesti ponuđenu hranu koja je povezana s Krishnom.
When he talks, he talks about many interesting things, but he tries to bring it in connection with Krishna.
Kada govori o puno različitih zanimljivih stvari, međutim, nastoji ih povezati s Krishnom.
When he works whatever has to be done, but he thinks of Krishna.
Kada radi, obavlja sve što se treba uraditi, međutim, misli na Krishna.
And people in his working place will try to ask, don't you always something in your mind,
you
very peaceful
mind,
what is this?
Na njegovom radnom mjestu će primijetiti, imaš jako smiren um, kako to postižeš?
Ah, very good, I'm good. The authentic devotee may even know, I've just done something which is not so on the highest level.
Autentični bhakta da čovjek je zna, sada sam učinio nešto što nije baš na najvišem nivou.
But he is happy.
Međutim je sretan.
Because he knows Krishna is a merciful God.
Jer zna, Krishna je milostivi gospodin.
He knows that I am still a conditioned soul.
Zna da sam još uvijek uvjetovan duša.
next time I will do better.
Sljedeći put ću se više potruditi.
Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita about the gradual, in the Uddhava Gita, not Bhagavad Gita, about the gradual process of becoming Krishna conscious.
U Uddhava Giti Krishna govori o postupnom procesu za postajanje svjesnim Krishna.
He compares the authentic person with a horse rider.
Upoređuje autentičnu osobu sa jahačem konja.
When you ride on a horse, sometimes you have to give the horse its way.
Ponekad kad jašete konja, onda morate dopustiti konja da radi ono što želi.
If you always go like, you break the horse.
Ukoliko uvijek stežete uzde, onda ćete vam samo slomiti život.
When I was, let me tell you of my horse when I was young.
Ispričat ću vam o svome konju kad sam ja bio mali.
He was a beautiful horse.
Bio je to predivan konj.
He was very strong.
I vrlo snažan.
And we loved each other.
I mi smo se uzajemno voljeli.
I would ride on the horse.
Jahao bi ga.
And I would, you know, want the horse to go to certain places.
I želio bi ga usmjeriti prema određenim mjestima.
But sometimes I noticed that my horse wanted to do something else.
Ponekad je primijetio da moj konj želi učiniti nešto drugo.
In the beginning I thought, well, I have to force it, otherwise this horse will never become a good horse.
Na početku sam mislio, moram ga prisiliti, inače ovaj konj nikad neće postati dobar konj.
But I noticed that I was always forcing it.
I primijetio sam da, kad sam ga uvijek prisiljavao,
it would not be happy.
On ne bi bio sretan.
It would not run very fast.
Ne bi trčao vrlo brzo.
So I noticed that sometimes I had to let the horse in its own way.
Shvatio sam da ponekad moram da pustiti konju da radi ono što želi.
And then it was a very good servant.
I onda je postao vrlo dobar sluga.
So Krishna takes this as an example.
Krishna uzima taj primjer.
He says that the yogi has to discipline his mind.
Kaže, yogi mora disciplinirati svoj um, trenirati ga.
But some has to discipline it.
Mora ga disciplinirati, vrlo snažno.
No, don't do this.
Nemoj to raditi.
Control it. But sometimes it has to, he has to let it this way.
Ali ponekad mu mora dopustiti da ide svojim putem.
I feel as devotees we need to find our spiritual ways how we can get, let our mind have its way.
Mislim da kao bhakte moramo pronaći duhovne načine da dopustimo umu da radi svoj posao.
And here comes a difficult, little difficult situation.
I sada dolazimo do jedne pomalo teške situacije.
See, to take care of the different needs of a human being in a spiritual way is the duty of culture.
Truditi se o
to take care of the different the level of our personality in a spiritual way is the duty or the work of culture.
Pobrinuti se o različitim nivoima naše osobnosti na spiritualan način, to je dužnost određene kulture.
Look at the spiritual culture of India.
Pogledajte recimo duhovnu kulturu Indije.
People want to hear nice philosophy, there is a very mind-taxing philosophy.
Ljudi žele čuti dobru filozofiju, postoji filozofija koja može vrlo jako angažirati na šum.
But if they want to live nicely,
ali ako žele živjeti lijepo,
there is vastu, the art of building a proper house.
Postoji vastu ili umjetnost, umjetnost građenja pravilnih kuća, nastambina.
But this house is not isolated from spiritual life, there is a place where the altar is, and in that place of the altar.
Međutim, ta kuća nije izolirana od duhovnog života, postoji najbolje mjesto gdje je smješteno altar.
Then people want to enjoy good sex life.
Kada ljudi žele uživati u dobrom seksualnom životu.
There's the Kama Sutra.
Postoji Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra is not an irresponsible form of animalistic sex life.
Kama Sutra ne predstavlja jedan neodgovorni sistem animalističkog života.
It is not separated from spiritual understanding.
Ona nije odvojena od duhovnih razumijevanja.
When the people want to see a nice drama, there are dramas which have a spiritual point somewhere.
Kada ljudi žele vidjeti lijepu dramu, lijepu kazališni komad, postoje puno različitih drama koji sadrže puno duhovnih poanti.
We are pioneers, the Hare Krishna movement.
Hare Krishna pokret je pionirski pokret.
We do not have much of culture.
Mi nemamo zaljeđe, kulturno zaljeđe.
It's an area which is not very much developed.
To je oblast koja nije vrlo razvijena.
What do you do when you want to hear good music?
Što radite kada želite čuti dobru muziku?
Those who like rock and roll, F. Atiha, who is a pioneer.
Oni koji vole rock and roll mogu slušati Atihu koji je pionir.
But there's not much more.
Ali nema puno više.
Those who like avantgardistic music, they can hear Krishna Prema.
Oni koji žele slušati avantgardnu muziku mogu slušati Krishna Prema.
But there's not much more.
Ali nema puno više.
Those who like art, they can look at Bala Krishna's paintings.
Oni koji vole umjetnost mogu gledati slike Bala Krishna.
Or this style. Many of us don't like our own paintings.
Puno nas ne voli naše vlastite slike.
I dislike many of the ISKCON paintings totally from the point of art.
Sa točke gledešta umjetnosti, recimo, meni se ne dopadaju većina, u stvari puno ISKCON slika.
Because I always dislike the Florence school.
Jer Florenska škola mi se nikad ne sviđa.
Much of it is Florence school which we have.
A većina naših autora su u toj školi.
So you have to be pioneers in this field.
Morate biti pioniri u toj oblasti, na tom polju.
You have to see how you can satisfy the different layers of yourself in a spur, let me say, in a spurter way without becoming chameleons.
Morate sagledati kako ćete zadovoljiti različite nivoje svoga bitka na duhovni način, ne postavši kameleoni.
Our ideal is to come to the state where everything which we do,
naš ideal je da dođemo do stupnja na kome sve što radimo,
on the many different levels,
na puno različitih nivoa,
is something which is in tune with our spiritual identity.
Je nešto što je u skladu sa našim duhovnim identitetom.
It is not too far removed from it.
To nije previše udaljeno od njega.
Srila Prabhupada wanted this.
Srila Prabhupada je to želio.
He said, our devotees should be happy people.
Rekao, naši bhakti trebaju biti sretni ljudi.
They should do what they like to do and what is easy for them.
Trebaju raditi ono što želi, ono što je lagano za njih.
He wanted this so much that he said when he left the body, 50% of my life work is undone.
Toliko je to želio da kada je napustio tijelo, rekao je, 50% mog rada je neobavljeno.
He wanted to create the Vanashram, which is a model of a successful society where the different needs of people would be satisfied.
Želio je stvoriti Vanashram koji je model pravilnog društva u kojem različite potrebe stanovništva zadovoljene na pravilan način.
So our movement has not yet been so successful in creating this.
Naš pokret za nije bio uspješan u stvaranju toga.
But my philosophy, why should we always wait for others to do something? I can take my life into my own hands.
Ali zašto da čekamo da drugi ljudi obave posao? Ja mogu svoj život uzeti u svoje ruke.
Ultimately, we have to stand on our own two legs.
U krajnjem slučaju, svi moramo stajati na svoje vlastite noge.
Therefore, I think our center here in Rijeka is a model of the future.
Tako da smatram da naš centar ovdje u Rijeci je kao,
it will be a place where devotees can come,
to mjesto gdje bhakti mogu doći,
and learn about spiritual knowledge,
učiti duhovno znanje,
and then they will go into their lives,
i onda će se vratiti svome životu,
and put the knowledge and apply the knowledge there,
i primijeniti to znanje tamo,
so that it can transform their lives,
tako da se njihovi životi mogu transformirati.
They are well rounded on all the different levels.
Dakle, oni su pravilno izgrađeni na svim različitim nivoima.
I have come to the end of my presentation.
I tako sam došao do kraja svog izlaganja.
But not to the end of my talking.
Ali ne do kraja svog govora.
With my speech, I hope I have given a few deep thoughts to you.
Nadam se da sam svojim govorom, naveo da duboko promislite.
I want to summarize what I have said.
Želim se da sažeti ono što sam rekao.
I was basically telling you a story.
Generalno sam govorio o priči, pričao sam priču.
Which was about uncovering our true selves from the different illusory layers.
Koja je govorila o otkrivanju našeg pravog bića ispod različitih iluzornih naslaga ili
The next part of the lecture said that we must we must do that, but at the same time we must also take care of the different definitions of Atma.
Drugi dio lekcije govori o tome da to trebamo učiniti, međutim istodobno moramo paziti o različitim drugim definicijama Atme.
We talked of the mistake of the chameleon.
Govorili smo o grešci kameleona,
who has absolutely no identity but who always changes colors.
Koja apsolutno lišna identiteta i koji neprestano mijenja boje.
And we wanted to suggest a Krishna conscious solution.
Želi smo predložiti rješenje svjesno Krishna.
That is that you understand that you are a part of God.
To je da razumijete da ste dio Boga.
And you live your life in a godly way on all its different levels.
I živite svoj život na svim njegovim različitim nivoima na jedan božanski način.
We have also produced a working sheet to this lecture.
Za ovu lekciju smo također pripremili jedan list za vježbu.
There are enough, I think we have about 120 of these sheets. You will get them at the end of your of this evening.
Mislim da imamo oko 120 papira i sve ćemo to dobiti na kraju ove večeri.
The first part is a summary of the lecture.
Prvi dio je sažetak lekcije.
And the second part are exercises.
A drugi dio su da ste od vježbe.
Then you have to complete sentences like or sentence is, and then you have to write.
Unutar ti vježbe morate dopuniti rečenice kao što recimo autentično sjeste i onda morate dopisati.
There is also a very interesting exercise.
To je jedna vrlo zanimljiva vježba.
Hare Krishna. It is about imagine that a private detective follows you in your life. This detective is known for his excellent abilities to observe other people.
On je poznat za svoje izvanredne sposobnosti da promatra druge ljude.
He comes with you everywhere that you go. What do you think would be the report like which he writes when he sees you at your most favorite activity?
Što mi znači kako će izvještaj podnijeti kada vas vidi za vrijeme vaše najomiljenije aktivnosti?
You know, my detective for instance would see me preaching.
On me detective recimo vidio kako
I like to very much.
To je jako puno volno.
But once in a year he would see me swimming in Pula.
Ali jednom godišnjem koji vam vidio kako plivamo u Puli.
For one total hour without stop.
Čitavih sad vremena, bez prestanka.
And each picks.
I jedan smoklo.
Then the third exercise, you should imagine 100 situations in which you are not authentic.
Or 50 or 20 or 10 or 5 or 10.
It's a very interesting thing. It will help you very much in your search for authenticity. Remember, you have to become authentic on all the different levels of yourself. Spiritual on every situation in life.
Duhovno u svakoj životnoj situaciji.
Without forcing yourself too much.
Istodobno ne prisiljavajući se previše.
While keeping the goal in your mind.
Već držati cilj.
But in order to do this, you have to become a spiritual archaeologist.
Ali da biste uspjeli, to morate postati duhovni arheolog.
You have to go deep into your life.
Morate zaći duboko u sebe.
You can't be a devotee if you are superficial.
Ne možete biti baš to koliko ste samo izranska osoba na površini.
This working sheet is trying to help you to become successful treasure diggers.
I ovaj radni list da vam treba pomoć da postanete uspješni tragovci za blagom.
I will thank very much the organizers of this working sheet. It's what Nanda Kishore and Jaguda and Bhakti Dolores. I've given this in English to them, but it is so beautiful.
Moram zahvaliti bakama koji su izgradili ovaj list. To su Nanda Kishore, Jaguda i Dolores. Ja sam to dao na English, među jedan se tako lijepo to predstavio.
When one has this in their hand, one immediately wants to begin.
Kada ga osoba drži u rukama, odmah žele početi.
So therefore, I only will give it to you at the end.
Dobro već ćemo ga dati tek na kraju.
To start our question and answer session, I would like to give you an example of how one can be an authentic spiritual person while at the same time not ignoring our different sides of ourselves.
Da bi započeli s ovim dijelom pitanja i odgovora, uvršću vas u temu, naznačujući kako osoba može biti na duboko spiritualna osoba istovremeno ne zanimarajući različite aspekte svoga bića. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaji,
U generalnom smislu.
Sometimes you should meditate.
Ponekad trebate meditirati.
Good for you.
To je dobro za vas.
Concentrated meditation you should do.
Trebate tako prihvatiti koncentriranu meditaciju.
Sometimes you should think about the mistakes which you have done and repent them.
Ponekad trebate se sjećati grešaka koje ste učinili i trebate se kajati.
You should also purify your heart.
Trebate pročistiti srce.
If you want to cultivate your physical existence,
ako želite kultivirati svoje fizičko postojanje,
then you should serve others.
Trebate služiti drugim.
You should pray.
Trebate moliti.
And you should feel an ecstatic love.
Trebate osjećati ekstatičnu ljubav.
But you should also eat proper food.
Ali trebate jesti pravilno.
Relax.
Odmarati se.
Have some physical exercise like Hatha yoga.
Raditi fizičke vježbe poput Hatha yoga.
If you want to cultivate your speech,
ako želite kultivirati svoj govor,
you should chant hymns.
Trebate izgovarati himne.
Study so that you get something in your intelligence.
I učiti da nešto uđe u inteligenciju.
You should teach.
Trebate podučavati.
You should learn.
Učiti.
And sometimes you should preach.
A ponekad trebate pripovijedati.
And then you should cultivate different relationships with different people.
Onda trebate se različitim osobama uspostaviti različite odnose.
Bhakti
Nuru Thakur kaže postoje dvije vrste odnosa. Jedan se uspostavlja sa gospodinom, a drugi sa njegovim bhaktom.
Then he speaks about the cultivation of the sense object.
Ona govori o kultiviranju čujnih predmeta.
The objects for the eyes which can help you in the life in the temple are look at the deities.
Objekti za uvid koje mogu pomoći u životu su gledanje na gledanje božanstva.
Look at the scriptures.
Promatranje spulta.
Holy places.
Gledanje svetog mjesta.
Spiritual dramas.
Gledanje duhovnih dramas.
And spiritual festivals.
I spiritualnih festivala.
Then what to do with the ears?
A šta radite sa ušima?
Well, you hear scripture, songs, lectures.
Trebate slušati spise, pjesme, lekcije.
And have nice conversations.
I ugodne razgovore.
The objects of the nose.
Objekte čuva za miris.
What you should smell.
Što trebate mirisati?
Very scientific.
Vrlo mirisam ja.
Tulasi.
Tulasi ili?
Flowers. Sandalwood.
Sandalovin.
And other fragrant items offered to the Lord.
I drugi mirisni predmeti koji se ponuđuju gospodinu.
What to do with the tongue?
A što s jezikom?
Sing in kirtan.
Pjevajte u kirtanu.
Take a vow to only accept the palatable foodstuffs and drinks that are offered to the Lord.
Dajte zavjet da ćete prihvatiti samo okusnu hranu i napitke koji se ponuđuju gospodinu.
And what to do with the object of the touch?
A što radite sa čuvom dodira?
Go to holy places and be touched by the air of holy places.
Otiđite na sveto mjesto i obuzite da vas zrak tog mjesta dotakne.
Bathe in pure water.
Kupajte se u čistoj vodi.
I think the ethic is perfect for that.
Mislim da je danas more savršeno, no? Zato.
Then be together with Vaishnavas.
Zadružite se s Vaishnavama.
Because then you will touch the Vaishnavas, like I'm doing now with Virasandra.
Ja se to dobiti Vaishnavama.
Then you should touch the soft bed offered to Krishna.
Onda trebate uzdignuti mekani krevet koji ponuđen Krishna.
And if you are a grihastha.
Ja se grihastha.
Yes, then you should associate with a chaste woman in order to propagate a God-centered family.
Onda trebate zadužiti sa čestitom ženom s ciljem da biste stvorili familiju koja je centrirana oko Boga.
Everything is there.
Sve je tu. Sve je dato.
And you should go to festive days.
Trebate ići na festivale.
And to places like Vrindavan in Navadvip. That's good for the sense object.
Ima mjesta, kao što znali za Vrindavan, to je dobro za čuno objekte.
Da se budemo se zgovorio o balansiranju između socijalnog i društvenog života, jutro sam se jednom rečem na koji je pravo rekao da bi osoba se mogla pravilno balansirati, potrebno je milost Guruva i Krišne. To ne može učiniti samim sebi, samo po sebi.
The spiritual master is, one of his duties is to engage his disciples in a way which is both possible for them, or you know, which corresponds to their natures, and which will help them to make spiritual advancement.
Jedna dužnost duhovnog učitelja je da ih angažira u skladu sa njihovom prirodom. Dakle, da mogućno da se angažira na način koji će s jedne strane odgovarati njihovoj prirodi, a s druge strane koji će omogućiti da duhovno napreduju.
I want to give my own example and how Prabhupada helped me.
Želim dati sve vlastite primjeri i objasniti kako je Prabhupada meni pomogao.
I was very attracted to books in my life before Krishna consciousness.
U tom životu prije svjesnosti Krishna bio sam jako privučen knjigama.
And I remember how I was always very thoughtful.
Uvijek sam bio sklon razmišljenja.
As much as I could, you know, I'm not an intellectual, by no means.
Nikako ne želim reći da sam intelektualac, ali koliko god sam bio u stanju.
So I personally noted that some of the devotees with whom I was associating came from a totally different background.
Primijetio sam da neki od bhakti sa kojima sam se družio su došli potpuno drugog životnog miljeja.
Some of them did not read in their life before.
Neki od njih nisu bili čitali u svom prijašnjem životu.
And I often felt not so understood in their circle.
I u tom krugu se često budu se osjeća neshvaćeni.
I think it was Krishna's mercy that first the devotees thought what to do with this boy. And they gave me a very nice service which was translating Srila Prabhupada's books into the German language.
A to je bilo prevođenje Prabhupadovih knjiga na njemački.
I could do what I would like to do.
Mogli smo raditi ono što sam volio raditi.
It was fitting my psychophysical nature.
I da se bi odgovarala mojoj psihofizičkoj prirodi.
Yes. And I could make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
I sredo da sam mogao napredovati.
Later Prabhupada came to know that I was translating and he gave me the direct instruction to translate.
Kasnije Prabhupada sam da se prevodio i dao mi direktnu instrukciju da to radim.
Yes, he said that please be very careful that when you translate my prophet, keep them as they are. They are my personal interpretations. Do not make too much, translation means you have to change something when you bring it in another language, but not too much.
Zato je Prabhupad mi je također osobno rekao da prevodiš moje knjige, molim te moje prijevode, molim te pokušaj da ostanu što moguće autentičnije, oni su moje vlastite interpretacije i prevesti normalno znači u određenoj mjeri promijeniti, no ne prevesti.
So this is what it was meant to bring both natures together in service to Krishna.
I to znači dovesti oba dvije prirode skupa u svjetlosti Krishna.
And
for this we want to be engaged in the, yes, that's why the approach is towards the Master. If we want to know, he will tell us. Would you like to translate your own question? I think you have to speak a little louder. Here, the question of ashrams is very important to answer this question.
Da bismo pravo odgovorili ovo pitanje, moramo razumjeti problematiku ashrama.
A brahmachari or brahmacharini is totally correct in saying, first let us take, if I take spiritual care of my spiritual needs, the material needs will follow.
Brahmachari or brahmacharini je potpuno pravo ukoliko kaže da prođe se obrinuti za svoje duhovne potrebe i materijalne neophodnosti će slijediti.
But a grihastha who's married has different responsibilities.
Ali grihastha koji je oženjen ima drugačije odgovornost.
He must take care of the conditional side and the spiritual side simultaneously.
Mora istovremeno brinuti i uvjetovano i o stranu oslobođenja ili duhovnoj strani.
If he does this, he will be a good example also for others.
Ja za to čini, da sam učin dobar primjer za druge.
Very important that each one acts according to his ashram.
Vrlo značajno da svaka osoba djeluje sa nivoa onog ashrama na kome se nalazi.
Or, because it's sometimes difficult, some of our devotees are not, for instance, men who are not brahmacharis but who are not married, and we have also women who are not brahmacharinis who live in temples but who are also not married. It's, sometimes we are in the in-between situations.
U postupnoj situaciji osobe koje su negdje između, na primjer bavite muškog spola koji nisu brahmačari, međutim i sredenom nisu oženjeni, ili matežis koje žive u templu kao brahmačari, međutim nisu stvarno na tom stupnju.
Let us therefore make it a little bit more realistic to our present situation.
Devotees
who are engaged in the very brahminical activities of brahmachari-like activities of this preaching and spreading the a movement, a mission and so on, they can go in this paradigm that they will be taken care of by Krishna. And it works usually.
Osobe koje djeluju na izrazito brahminski način ili koje djeluju ovoga koji slijede način djelovanja klasično brahmačara, drugim rečima osoba koja je angažirana u širenje misije i propovijedanje, za nju može funkcionirati taj model ovisnosti o Krishni.
But there are others who do not fit into this model.
Međutim, postoje osobe koje se ne mogu uklopiti u taj model.
These others are as good as the brahmacharis and brahmacharinis. They are not worse, they are just different.
Oni su jednako dobri kao brahmačari i brahmačarini, nisu gori, jednostavno su drugačiji.
But for them it is natural. They don't just want to just live this totally dedicated missionary life. then it is natural for them to work and you know, be spiritual at their working place.
Za njih je prirodno da rade i budu spiritualni na svom radnom mjestu ukoliko nisu u stanju slijediti taj život potpune posvećenosti misiji.
It is their natural position, it is better they stay there.
Njihov prirodni položaj i bolje je da ostanu na njih.
I know people like this who are more Krishna conscious than the brahmacharis or brahmacharinis in the temple who feel not satisfied with their lives.
Poznam takve ljude koji su mnogo svjesniji Krišne od brahmačari i brahmačarini u templu koji nisu zadovoljni u životu.
You need to be satisfied in your life.
Morate biti zadovoljni u životu.
It says a brahmana who is dissatisfied, he loses all his spirituality just like a pot loses all his water if it has a crack.
Kršan da nezadovoljni brahmana gubi sve svoje spiritualne karakteristike poput lonca iz koga ispuče sva voda ukoliko je na njemu pukotinu.
But this satisfied means you need to be properly situated according to your nature.
Zadovoljni znači biti pravilno situirani u skladu sa vašom prirodom.
Prabhupada knew how difficult it is for us to find our places in lives in the ashram situation in Varnas.
Prabhupada je znao koliko je danas teško naći se u pravi položaj unutar Varna i ashrama sistema.
And therefore he gave us a simple formula to find out where we belong.
I zbog toga nam je dao jednu jednostavnu formulu pomoću koje ćemo shvatiti gdje pripadamo.
If you want to situate yourself, he said, find out what is easy, what you like to do, and what is at the same time easy for you to do.
Rekao, ukoliko se želiš situirati, pokušaj pronaći ono što voliš raditi i ono što je spremno lagano za tebe.
One devotee came to me.
Jedan je bar to prišao.
And he said, I finally found out that I'm not a person who's just happy to just live in the temple, you know, and preach and distribute books and do yajnas and chant 64 rounds a day. I found out not my faith.
Rekao, otkrio sam da nisam osoba koja je zadovoljna jednostavno živeći u templu, dijeleći knjige, propovjedajući, vršeći jagi i mantrajući 64 krugova dnevno.
I'm not a monk, I have not married.
Nisam, monah.
Monah, yes.
I slušao sad sam se oženio.
And then I asked him, what do you do now?
On sam pitao, što sada radi?
And he said, I'm a clean person.
Što je sada čistim? Da sam čista.
And now my mouth went like you know clean person like cleaning women and cleaning men apparently.
Ne znam, tako popularno kaže da čistača danas na primjer osoba ženskih i muških koji se bave tim zanimanjem.
And I was shocked because I can never imagine doing this.
Ja sam bio šokiran, ne mogu zamisliti da ikad u životu to bi mogao raditi.
And he said, don't be shocked.
Ja rekao, nemoj biti šokiran.
Very good, brother.
To je jako dobar posao.
Most of the people write it from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Učinje ljudi radi od 8 do 5 popodne.
And I write it, I work from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
Od 9 do 12, to je to.
I get enough money.
Dovoljno novca dobijem.
And it's also good for my false ego.
A dobro je za moj važan ja.
Because I always thought I am the best person.
Ustavno je kako da sam najbolji čovjek.
And now I'm on my knees.
Radite. Ja sam koji ne moći radim.
Radim, yes. And I do a simple work.
I radim taj jednostavni posao.
And I don't need to... This person has studied psychology and sociology.
Ta osoba je studirala psihologiju i sociologiju.
And I'm relieved. I don't have to think of all these physical traffic.
Ne mogu se razmišljati o svim tim teškim temama.
I can think of Krishna.
Mogu misliti na Krishna.
While I'm working.
Dok radim.
I'm the most happy person in the universe.
Ja sam najsretniji čovjek u univerzumu.
And I thought, how long? It may not be my part, but it is the part,
that is part. Rekao, dobro, to možda nije moj put, ali je svakako put te osobe.
So you were speaking of the two camps.
Govorili smo o dvije grupacije.
nothing in this life is a matter of black and white.
Nisam u životu s nemirestijekom, sredstvima,
krvne dijele.
All of it in between.
Sada postoje prostor između.
All of it is very individual.
I uvijek je svaka problematika vrlo, svaka se može pronaći sa osobno stanovići.
We should live a spiritual life at the same time do our relative duties.
Moram raditi, moram živjeti duhovni život i istovremeno obavljati dužnosti koje se tiču ovog kreativnog svijeta.
And this will be very convincing to others because such a person is happy.
I onda ćemo vrlo lako objediti druge ljude, jer takav čovjek će biti sretan. Postoje dvije moguće varijante.
If you are a very spiritual person, you will be there. You will
be there. Ako si izraš za duhom onako jedan osoba, onda ćeš ga obuzdati.
This is, as far as I am concerned, if you are sanyasi, then better way.
Što se mene tiče, ja sam sanyasi, mogu reći da je najbolji put.
Sometimes though it is not possible for everyone.
Međutim, to nije uvijek moguće za sve.
Some of us are on the level that they have to make a mistake to learn it.
Neki od nas na nivou da moraju učiniti grešku da bi naučili.
So then we should do the mistake. Then do the mistake with the least harm to your spiritual life.
Onda načinite tu grešku. Što je moguće manje ovoga štete za svoj duhovni život.
You might say, oh, now Satyananda Swami has become a Vishivashi. We always knew it.
We could know it.
One day he will make a mistake and become a Vishivashi.
Jednog dana će napraviti grešku i postati kolegu.
Let me explain. Before you misquote me.
Prije nego što me citirate pogrešno,
there are certain limits which we can't do as spiritual people.
Postoje određene granice koje kao duhovnjaci ne smijemo preći.
Nije
eating. Jer nije meat. Not
something to look at one. Animalistic sex.
Životinski
sex. You're being cruel to other people.
Okrutnost prema
ljudima. Violence, insa.
Nasilje, ljubimca.
Odlazak u kazino. Because if you do these things, they invite Kali Yuga.
Ukoliko činite stvari, onda dozivate Kali Yuga.
You will suffer so much. You might lose your spiritual life if you go through these interviews.
Iako preduboko zađete u te stvari, možete izgubiti svoju duhovnu jednotu.
Krishna addresses this. He addresses the question of fall down.
Krishna se obraća toj problematici, obraća se tom problemu pada.
And listen very careful now.
Vrlo pažljivo se zaslušim.
Brigham Muni asked about a very relevant subject matter.
Brigham Muni je spitao vrlo značajne tematike.
What if the horse of our life gallops into an area which is very bad for us?
Šta do koje naše života trči u oblast koji je vrlo loše za nas?
Krishna says about his devotees, that even if they do the most abominable activities, if they are on the right path, they are to be considered saints.
Krishna kaže za svoje braće, čak i ako učine odvratnu stvar, ukoliko su utemeljeni na pravom putu, da bi se smatrati svetkima.
Ne dutim. And a third time, ne dutim. If you abuse Krishna's kindness and the full intention to sinful activities, you do not
ako zlopotrijebite Krišnu ljubavnost i sa poznanom svješnošću učinite griješnostima, ono neće oprostiti.
Pitanje motivacije. If you have the motivation to become a good devotee and serve Krishna.
Ako imate motivaciju da postanete dobri bhakti, služite Krishna.
But then sometimes somewhere in the universe goes not so good.
Ali onda ponekad negdje u univerzumu stvari se ne odvijaju baš najbolje.
Krishna will not throw you in the hell. It is about people who think we are so, we are protected by God, we need to go to God, and God blesses our God.
Jedan termin koji označava mentalitet ljudi koji smatraju da su zaštićeni od Boga i da mogu ići u rat ubijati i da su zaštićeni, da...
Everything is alright.
Sve je u redu.
We are the chosen people.
Mi smo odabran narod.
So when you have this understanding, your motives break. You don't want to become better.
Ako nije to zbaj, sve razumijeli, onda je vaš motiv kriv. Ne želite biti bolji. Prvo se puno puno.
There's a verse in the 11th
canto which says,
even though my devotee knows how to act, but out of weakness he falls down.
Sada na stihu 11. pijanu. Čekaj ko moj bhakta, znaš što treba činiti? Vidim, zbog slabosti padne.
He should be happy.
On treba ostati sretan.
Why happy?
Why happy? Zamijete da, zašto sretan? To nije stvar, sam bi trebalo biti sretni.
Lord explains like this.
He should be happy
knowing that if he just chants Krishna's holy name and hears about him, he will come to a spiritual level.
Treba ostati sretan, znajući da ako jednostavno pije Krishna sveto ime i sluša njemu, uzdiši se na spiritualni nivo.
I know, for instance, many devotees in Germany who were chain smokers before they came.
Znam puno bakta u Njemačkoj koji su neprestano pušili cigaretu za cigaretom prije nego što su došli u posjet.
And they would chant, they would smoke one package a day, two packages a day.
Pušili bi dvije kutije cigareta dnevno.
Then he said to them, why don't you try one?
Ali bi rekli, zašto ne pokušate sa jednom kutijom?
But that change and then we change.
I onda mantrajte i najbolje ne pušite dok mantrajte i potom nakon toga malo čitajte gitu.
Then the practice that came at the